Would you please turn with me again to the Gospel of John?
请大家再翻到约翰福音。
And we would like to read some verses starting in chapter 1.
我们还是要从第一章读一些的经文。
We're going to read verse 16 yet again.
我们要再读16节。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了而且恩上加恩。
And then if you would turn to chapter 20,
请大家翻到第二十章。
We would like to read yet again the verses that give us the goal of this gospel.
这一章里面再把这卷福音书给我们的目的给我们说明。
Verse 30, Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples.Which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And we want to continue into chapter 21.
我们要继续读21章。
After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples were together.
这些事以后耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现记在下面有西门彼得和称为迪突马的多马并加利利的 加拿人拿但叶还有西庇太的两个儿子又有两个门徒都在一处
Simon Peter said to them I'm going fishing and they said to him we will also come with you they went out and got into the boat and that night they caught nothing but when the day was now breakingJesus stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish to do you? They answered him, No.
西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。他们说，我们也和你同去。他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说小子你们有吃的没有他们回答说没有
Verse 6 And he said to them Cast the net on the right hand side of the boat and you will find a catch So they cast and then they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter It is the Lord
第六节耶稣说你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着他们便撒下网去竟拉不上来了因为鱼甚多耶稣所爱的门徒对彼得说是主
Let's read verse 8
第八节
But the other disciples came in the little boat for they were not far from the land but about 100 yards away dragging the netFull of fish.
其余的门徒离岸不远约有200轴就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
And verse 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not torn.
11节西门彼得就去把网 拉到岸上那碗满了大鱼共153条鱼虽这样多网却没有破。
Verse 12 Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Just the beginning.
12节耶稣说你们来吃早餐来吃早饭。
Verse 15 So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon,Son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, do you know that I love you? He said to him, tan my lamps.
15节，他们吃了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
And then a little ahead in verse 22.
22节。
Jesus said to him, and that is Peter, if I want him, referring to John, the beloved disciple, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
22节，耶稣对他，这个他是彼得，说，我若要他，这个他是约翰，等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。
Finally, the last verse of the book, verse 25.
最后是25节，这卷书的最后一节。
And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written.
耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
让我们再低头有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful this morning.
主，为着今天早上我们是何等样的感谢。
You have invited us, Lord, to dine with you.
因为你邀请我们和你一同同坐，同坐席。
And as we break the bread, as we drink of this cup, Lord, we see in these tokens eternal divine love.
当我们吃着饼喝着杯的时候，我们看见那一个神圣爱的一瞥。
We thank you for a love that will never let us go.
我们知道你的爱永远不会让我们离开。
We thank you, Lord, for being so faithful to us.
我们感谢你向着我们是何等样的信实。
And we remember, Lord, as we turn to your word, that you're faithful in speaking to your church.
我们也相信当我们转向你话语的时候，你在向着你教会说话的时候也是同样的信实。
So we pray this morning, would you once again, Lord, speak to our hearts?
所以今天早上我们在祷告，主啊，你再对我们的心说话。
We pray, break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me.
我们祷告，主啊，你就为我们拨开那生命的粮。
Would you speak your words that are spirit and life?
让你的话语能够将那个生命的灵能够显明在其中。
Would you quicken us by your living word, Lord?
让你自己的活道，让我们的里面的灵能够被苏醒。
That we may all see you afresh and rise up to follow thee.
让我们能够对你有一个更新的认识，让我们都能够起来跟随你。
We pray committing this time into your precious hands.
我们祷告，我们将这一段宝贵的时间应交在你自己的恩手中。
May thy Holy Spirit that you have given us to lead us into all truth be in charge of this time.
愿你自己赐给我们的圣灵引领我们能够并且掌控这段时间。
We pray for that quickening of our even our mortal bodies.
我们祷告甚至我们这一个肉身也能够得着苏醒。
That we may experience His grace, His wisdom, His leading us unto Christ.
我们能够经历到他的智慧他的恩典和他的带领让我们能够来到基督跟前。
We pray all these things to your glory, dear Lord Jesus.
我们为着你这荣耀而做了这些的祷告。
In your precious name we ask.
我们奉着你宝贵的名祈求。Amen.
Well, dear brothers and sisters, it's wonderful to get to the last time together of this special retreat.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是非常的美好，我们来到这一次特别的聚会的最后一堂信息。
I would like to first of all thank you all for receiving me in such a loving way.
我第一个要首先要谢谢大家用如此美好的方式来接待我。
I felt truly showered by brotherly love as I spend these days together with you all.
当我这几天和大家相处的时候，我实在是觉得那个弟兄相爱的光景真的是临到我的身上。
And it's especially wonderful that we can end this time testifying before this table that in Him we are one bread.
而且特别奇妙的是我们能够结束在我们这样子的聚集是在主的桌子跟前一同见证我们在他的里面是一。
Well, as you all know, we have been meditating on this wonderful Gospel of John.
你知道我们一同在这一个奇妙的书这个约翰福音的上面我们一同有一些的默想。
And my burden for this time, as I said a couple of times, is not as much to analyze in detail any particular passage of the gospel.
我这一次的负担我已经提过了几次，不是要特别是要分析其中一些的细节。
My burden, to use that well-known metaphor, is to have a glance at the forest as a whole and not necessarily at the individual trees.
我的负担是要看见那一片树林，而不是要看见单单看见其中一棵树。
And when you look at this wonderful forest of the Gospel of John,
当你从看这个约翰福音里面那一个奇妙的树林的时候，
we see a most wonderful unfolding revelation of the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
我们在那边就看见那边有一个奇妙的开启，为着主耶稣基督的丰满。
At the very beginning of the Gospel, that purpose is stated.
在福音书的一开始就把这一个目的说明了。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，并且是恩上加恩。
We have also mentioned that this gospel is written towards the end of the first century.
我们也提到了这一卷福音书是在第一世纪快结束的时候写的。
And if you just read the New Testament, we know that as time progressed in the first century,Somehow, a state of spiritual declension has begun.
如果我们读新约圣经的话，我们可以看见不知道怎么样的情况在那个时候这个属灵这个下坠的光景已经出现了。
We mentioned that glorious beginning of the church when the risen Lord poured the Holy Spirit and 120 individuals became 120 members of the body of Christ.
我们提到在教会里面有一个荣耀的起头，当圣灵被赐下的时候，那120个门徒在那边就受浸成为 这个身体里面的120个肢体。
And we see indeed that rivers of living water flowed out of that temple, spiritually speaking. And that river became wider, became deeper, and everything it touched was quickened, received life.
那在那个时候我们也提到了从这一个这个圣殿是那个属灵的殿里面流出那活水的江河，这活水一直往前流，变得更宽，变得更深，凡这河水所碰到的地方都有生命。
Isn't that what we see when you read the book of Acts?
这不是我们在读使徒行传的时候所看见的吗？
Life and life abundant and everything that river that's through the church of course is touching is quickened and life is brought in.
这边就看见了生命，那个更丰盛的生命，那一些从活水这个所乃是当然是借着这个教会所延伸出去的，所摸到的都有一个苏醒，都有生命。
But we mentioned that when we get just a couple of years later, less than 40 years later, towards the last writings of the Apostle Paul, the epistles to Timothy.
那我们也提到了，就大概不到40年的时间，就是当保罗在写他最后一卷书写给提摩太的时候。
If you read carefully, there is an unmistakable sense of spiritual decline that has crept in.
在我们读那卷书的时候，我们发现在那个时候已经有这个属灵下坠的光景。
When another 30 years elapse, and we get to the time when John wrote his writings, Revelation, his epistles, and the Gospel.Further spiritual decline has crept in.
那我们再看当约翰写这个启示录写约翰福音写约翰他的书信的时候，我们在其中看见更深的一个下坠。
What is God going to do in a day of spiritual declension?
当神在这一个属灵走下坡的光景里面，神所要做的是什么呢？
What is his method to deal with an abnormal situation in the church.
当这个教会出现不正常光景的时候，神的方法，神的回应是什么？
He has one method and one alone.
他只有一个方法，单单的一个方法。
He reveals more of his son.
他要更多开启他的儿子。
He discloses more of the riches of Christ.
他在这边向我们更多开启基督的丰满。
And that in essence,is the goal or the what is behind the writings of the Apostle Paul.
这也就是当约翰所写的这卷书的时候它里面的目标。
It is so to speak God's medicine towards our malady of not holding fast the head.
换句话说可以说这乃是神对我们不持守耶稣基督这个所有的光景里面神的良药。
Now we also mentioned something that is quite important.
另外我要再提一个非常重要的事。
And I'm going to refresh it to you.
我再提醒大家一下。
That unfolding is not simply that we may see and acquire more knowledge about the Lord Jesus.
这样子的开启不是仅仅让我们能够得着更多关于基督的知识。
When God unfolds more of His Son, His real aim, His real desire is that we may enter into that fullness.
当神这样子开启更多基督的时候，他真实的目的乃是要我们能够更多进入到他的丰富里。
It's not simply more mental knowledge about Him.
这不仅仅是我们头脑的知识而已。
But it's a entering, a possessing, assimilating more of the Son.
乃是要进入并且能够得着能够并且能够与他相同。
And therefore, we mentioned that very important key word in the Gospel of John, believing.
所以我们这边提到说在约翰福音里面有一个非常重要的字这边讲到说要信。
As a matter of fact, that word is so prominent in this Gospel. It's used no less than 90 times.
这个非常重要的字在约翰福音里面出现了不少于90次。
But in John, there is a special preposition attached to that little word believing.
而对约翰而言在那边有一个特别的介系词和这个信连在一块。
It is not simply believing in a person, which is usually our conception of it.
这个信不仅仅是单单相信某一个人。
The literal word in Greek is believing into.
这个原文的意思乃是信进去。
And right there it reveals something tremendous.
在那个时候就让我们看见一个非常奇妙的事情。
Faith in the divine conception is not just something you do one time. You believed in the person, that's it, I'm done.
这个信心从这个神圣的这个意念来看呢不仅仅是一次就有的事你信了以后就结束了。
But believing implies motion.Something dynamic, something that you're entering in a progressive, ever-increasing way.
而信这本身乃是一个动态，是一个动作，你信进去了以后，并且是一个持续的成长，扩充的一个光景。
Believing begins the day that you're saved by the Lord Jesus.
这个信是开始当你接受耶稣基督的时候。
But that should be just the beginning.
但那仅不过是开始。
And Christian life in the divine concept should be an ever increasing, never ceasing appropriation, entering the fullness of the Son.
而基督徒的生活从神圣的意念来看呢，乃是不断的能够进入，不断的能够得着，不断的能够成长在基督的里面。
Brothers and sisters, let me say something again.
弟兄姊妹们，让我再说一件事。
We believe we are in the last days.Before the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们相信我们是处在基督回来之前这末后的日子。
And of course, if you even know scripture, if you read it even quickly, you'll see that the last days are supposed to be days of spiritual declension.
如果你读圣经的话，甚至仅仅是快快的读过，你就知道这个在末后的日子里面呢，是处在一个属灵下坠的一个光景当中。
In a much larger degree than what we see at the end of the first century.
而这个情况呢比当时在第一世纪末期所看到的更严重。
We read about apostasy.
我们看见那个叛教的一个光景。
Or you read the Apostle Paul warning Timothy in his second epistle, in the last days there will come difficult days.
在保罗对提摩太在提摩太后书里面所对他的一个提醒在末后有危险的日子来到。
Or listen to the words of our Lord Jesus in the prophetic sermon.In the last days, the love of not just many, is the love of almost all will grow cold.
而当我们主也讲到预言在末后的日子不是一些而是大部分所有的人他们的爱心都会冷淡。
Brothers and sisters, do we realize that these are the days that we are heading towards?
弟兄姊妹们我们知道我们就是要进入这样子的日子的里面吗
I should rephrase that.These are the days that we are in.
我再重复的来说再换一句话来说实际上我们已经在这样的日子的里面。
Well, brothers and sisters, nothing less than a greater enter in the fullness of our Lord Jesus will carry us through in these last days.
弟兄姊妹们，除了我们能够进入到基督的丰满以外，没有办法，没有其他的事物能够带领我们平安度过这样子的日子。
I truly feel that this wonderful gospel to the church is more relevant than ever. Well, that's, of course, it was always relevant. But in these last days, oh, it's God's provision for you and for me.
所以我特别觉得这个约翰福音是当然是对我们来讲总是息息相关的，可是特别关乎到末后的时代，这是非常重要的。
Well, I want to take a, still looking at the forest, at the message as a whole of the gospel, I want to take a very short step further.
当然我们再来看这福音书的时候要看见那个树林，不过我这边要再往前走一步。
I feel there are a thing or two that still have to be mentioned in connection with that big picture or the overview of the message of the gospel.
当我们提到说这一个福音书里面整个整体的图画的时候，我觉得还有两件事情我需要提。
Of course, we have been occupied or repeated time after time that the special structure of the Gospel of John are eight signs.
在我们也一再的提到说，在这个福音书里面有一个特殊的结构，这个结构就是特别指到那个八个神迹或记号。
At the end of the book, John makes that point extremely explicit.
在这一卷书的最后，那约翰在里面非常表明的说
，He says Jesus did many other signs.
他说他还做了许许多的其他的神迹。
But these were written.
可是这些去，但是这些被记在书上。
And the these here refer to eight signs that you can enumerate throughout the Gospel of John.
这些记在书上的乃是那个八个神迹。
So these were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
他说这些事情记上了，想要让你们要让你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And believing, you may have life in His name.
因着信，所以你们就靠着他的名得生命。
So we did a couple of, we considered very briefly, as the time allows, the signs as a whole.
所以在我们有的时间的里面，我们就很简单的提了一下关于这个神迹。
How they follow that common pattern.
他们这些神迹里面有一个特别的一些的样式。
And that pattern is kind of has, is like, you could say that it's like a coin that has two sides.
而这个样式呢，你可以说就好像一个铜板有两面。
On the one hand, you see in every single of the eight sides, the fullness.Of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个铜板的一面呢，你可以看见在所有的这个神经里面都看见了主耶稣基督的丰满。
On the other hand, almost incidentally, you see the lack, the emptiness, the futility of our natural life, of what we are in ourselves.
从这个铜另外一面呢，我们又看见了马上看见我们在我们里面的缺乏、虚空和无有。
And we thank the Lord for that.
我们为着这个感谢主。
Both things are very important.
因为这两件事都非常的重要。
If you never see your lack, if you are self-satisfied with your condition, why would you have the need to enter into more of Christ?
如果你不觉得你自己有需要，你觉得你自己很满意了，你为什么会觉得有这样的意愿能够进入到基督的丰满里呢？
In fact, when we get to that last church in Revelation, Laodicea,
实际上当我们来到这个最后一卷书里面提到老底家教会的时候，
we see that at the very root of the tremendous spiritual problem, because that is, the Lord is saying, I'm about to vomit you from my mouth.
因为在那个时候他们所有的属灵光景，这个属灵光景这个最根源的，因为在那个时候主说我要把你从我里面吐出去。
It's a spiritual condition, if I may put it this way. It's as abnormal as it gets.
在我可以这么讲说，在他们所处的光景里面是处在一个非常非常不正常的光景中。
But do we realize that at the root cause of that there is self-complacency?
而在这一个光景的这个根源乃是他们对自己很满意。
Oh, I'm kind of rich. I have enough. I have stuff. I have knowledge. I have this, the other. So at the end, there is no desire for more of the Lord.
And 因为他们对他们觉得他们已经富足了，我有这个，我有那个，我有知识，所以他们向着主那个更多得主的意愿就没了。
And of course, that will become a tremendous hindrance in us to enter into what the Lord has for us.
当然这就对我们来讲就成为一个重大的阻碍，使得我们没有办法进入主所要我们进入的。
So on the one hand, the signs incidentally, it's not the main purpose, but incidentally, they will reveal our lack of life, our lack of resources, our lack of everything.
所以这些的神迹或记号从一面来讲不是他的目的不过却显明了我们里面的缺乏我们没有生命
But way more importantly, they reveal his fullness.
可是更重要的呢乃是借着这些神迹显明他的丰满
So that is the pattern that you find in every one of those eight signs.
那这些呢是我们可以从这个八个神迹里面看见一个共同的一个样式
However, there is one other element to the pattern that I think we need to make mention of quickly.
我想还有另外一个关于这个样式有一件事我们要快快地提到
When you look at every one of those eight signs, you will see that there is the element of obedience in every one of those eight signs.
在这个八个神迹的里面我们就看见有一个共通的点就是有那个顺服。
In every single sign, the Lord makes a very small demand, so to speak. There is a small commandment, and that commandment is obeyed.
在这个八个神迹的里面主在这边总是有一个小小的要求一个小小的命令这个命令就是要顺服。
So if you, I'm going to mention very quickly, I want us to see the pattern.
我要快快地提我们来看这些的这个样式。
So when you consider the first sign, the turning of water into wine.
如果我们想到第一个神迹或第一个记号你们讲到把水变酒的。
Do you realize the commands there?
你记得在那个事件里面的命令吗
Fill the water pots with water.
你要将水缸装满水。
Now take out and take it to the head waiter.
然后把它舀出来带到那个管筵席的那里。
And as that very small step of obedience is taken, the Lord Jesus, it's almost as if the Lord Jesus, it prepares the way for him, for the real thing to happen, which is the Lord manifesting himself.
而在主这边为着他自己能够彰显他自己他在边预备了一小步这个是他这一小步是需要人去做的。
In the second sign, the Lord says to the nobleman, go home, your son lives.
在第二个神经里面主对那一个大臣说你回家你的儿子得医治了。
And as the man takes that simple step of obedience, he surely gets there, you know, midway, finds his servants, it happened. His son is healed.
当他跨着这一个信那个顺服的这个小步的时候呢就在他回家的半路上面他碰见他的仆人也知道他儿子得了医治。
The same thing with paralytic.
这个也对着那个摊子也是相
似。Rise up.Take your mat, go home.
他说你起来拿起你的褥子回家吧。
He does it, he's healed.
那他这个遵命而行的时候他就得了医治。
How about the multitude that is fed?
那想想看那个被喂饱的五千人。
You see at least two commandments there. He says, no, ask the people to sit down.
他这边讲了两个命令他第一个说叫众人坐下。
And the Lord says, now go and distribute to them.
那第二个命令乃是说你把这些饼分给众人。
And as those 12 disciples take that step of obedience,The impossible happens.
然而那些门徒呢就遵行主的命令那不可能的事情就发生了。
Which is simply the Lord himself manifesting himself in some way.
而就在这样子的情况里面主就彰显了他的自己。
Of course, sign number five, the same principle. At some point when you look at the account of Matthew, the Lord says to Peter, come.
在第五个神经里面也是同样的原则如果我们读马太福音的话就看见主对彼得发了命令说你来
And Peter leaves something that is giving some sort of security in the midst of the storm and that very threatening environment that he's in
在彼得在那个时候就在那个非常令人害怕的环境里面这个狂风大雨之中他离开了他觉得他能够确保生命的地方
Or consider the sixth sign when the Lord opens the eyes of the blindof a man born blind.
在第六个圣经里面讲到说神医治人使那个瞎眼的看见。
He applies that mud that he makes on his eyes and he says, go wash yourself in the tank of Siloam.
主用他自己所做的泥然后抹在他的眼上然后说你去把这个眼睛去用水把眼睛洗一洗。
The man obeys. It happens.
这个人就遵行了然后这个事情就发生了。
How about Lazarus?
那个拉撒路又怎么样呢
Roll the stone.
那主说把这个石头推开。
How about our last sign that we want to consider a little bit today?
我们要提到最后一个神迹是我们今天所要交通的。
Cast the net to the other side.
把这网撒在船的另一边。
Brothers and sisters, there seems to be a pattern here.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这边看见了一个样式。
It seems that I want to mention a phrase from the book of Romans.
我这边要提到在罗马书里面提到的一节话。
Romans, at some point in chapter 1,
在第一章里面
Paul makes a reference, the phrase in the original is the obedience of faith.
在这个原文里面 这句话的意思是说是向着这信心而有的顺服。
The whole book somehow is on faith.
这个整卷书罗马书整卷书实际上讲信心。
Actually, I should say the gospel that we experience through faith, from faith to faith.
而这整卷书里面是讲到，特别是讲到福音书里面，我们乃是从信以至于信。
But at some point, Paul says, actually in the beginning at the end of the epistle, he says the obedience of faith.
而在罗马书里面，保罗在这边从开始讲到结束，他所讲的乃是因信心而有的顺服。
It is almost like saying that this is something that goes together with faith.
这好像是说到是与信心伴随而来的事物。
It's an indication that faith is real, is that we are simply obeying.
而这边也是说明了，如果你的信心是真实的话，就有顺服。
Now I want to be very careful here.
我这边要非常的谨慎。
I don't want to put the emphasis on the obedience.
我不要把重点摆在这个顺服上面。
Actually, I feel that there is one verse in James that gives us the principle behind this matter, of this type of obedience that you see in the signs.
我想在这个雅各书里面给我们讲到关于到这个顺服 和信心这个点上面 有一句话。
In James chapter 4, verse 8, we read, Draw nigh to me, says the Lord, and I will draw nigh to you.
在雅各书第四章第八节这么说，如果你们亲近我，我就亲近你。
And the impression that I get is that we just turn to the Lord, we just take two or three steps in His direction, and He is like the father in the prodigal son. He'll come running after us.
这让我们看见有留下一个印象，好像我如果我们转向主，在这边走了两三步，那我们在这边所碰到的就如同那个浪子一般，这个父亲就跑过来拥抱我们。
The main point in those eight signs is not the obedience.
所以这边所讲的最主要的重点不是顺服。
Is the Lord stepping in, manifesting himself, revealing himself.
而是主在这个时候进到这个场景里，并且在这边彰显他的自己。
But those little steps of obedience in each one of the signs, you could say that they somehow paved the way.
而在这一个神迹里面，每一个神迹里面，这一个信心的一小步，都可以说是为这一主的彰显铺了路。
Draw nigh to me.
你们亲近我。
And I will draw nigh to you.
我就亲近你们。
See, our obedience is exactly that. It's our turning to the Lord, and then He'll come and do the signs.
这个就是顺服。当我们愿意亲近他的时候，他就来，并且在那边行神迹。
Brothers and sisters, in this matter of experiencing the fullness of Christ, it doesn't make sense of speaking of those things if there is one area in our lives where there is willful, known disobedience going on.
在这边，当我们讲到基督丰满的时候，不仅仅是这个，如果我们光讲到知道，这是不够的，而是在我们的生命的里面需要有一个意愿的一个顺服。
Can you imagine that can prevent the Almighty Lord?To reveal himself.
想想看，这件事情能够阻挡那个万能的主来彰显他的自己。
So on the one hand, yes, we believe in him. That is the key in every single sign.
所以从一方面，的确的，我们信他，这是乃是能够经历这个神迹里面的这个钥匙。
There is faith behind every one of them, behind our appropriation of what Christ is.
在这边有信心，这信心乃是我们支取基督的那一个方法。
But part of that faith, never forget, is the obedience of faith.
可是除了信心以外，请不要忘记在有信心的顺服。
We can never separate those things.
这两件事情是不可分的。
Well, I want to once again consider, the conclusion or the goal of the gospel.
我想要再次的为着这卷福音所 做的总结有一些的交通。
There is something kind of a little bit odd in the structure of the Gospel of John, and I'll put it quote unquote.
也许我这边把一个夸弧，在这个约翰福音里面，它的一个结构来讲呢，好像有一些特别的奇怪的地方。
John gives us the conclusion of the Gospel, not at the end of the Gospel, but at the end of chapter 20, and then there is chapter 21.
在这个约翰福音里面，约翰在这边做了总结，这个总结不是结束在最后一章21章，而是在20章。
Sometimes I have that impression, it feels odd to me, well, the gospel should have ended right here, when he says, I have written these signs that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing have, that's the end.
有的时候我有这样的感觉，好像当我们读到第20章的时候，这卷书应该就结束了，因为在31节讲说要但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子等等等等等。
But then we have a whole extra chapter.
可是这边我们要看到有另外一章。
Chapter 21.
第21章。
Well, brothers and sisters, I believe Brother Lance one time, he suggested something.
弟兄姊妹们，我记得兰培的弟兄有一次这么建议着。
I would like to suggest this to you this morning.
我把他的建议也和大家分享。
Perhaps,John felt, after he wrote that conclusion at the end of chapter 20, the Lord spoke to him and said, it is not complete yet.
也许当使徒约翰 写完20章之后，主对他说，这还不完全。
There is a key that is still missing, and without that key, nothing works.
还有一件事 还不完全，如果没有那一个钥匙的话呢，这就不完全的。
And that key, of course, is something related to love.
当然这个钥匙这个重点呢是关乎到爱。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
That is at the end of the day, when you look at this chapter as a whole, this is like the focal point of this chapter.
当我们来读到这一章的时候，我们看见这乃是整卷书的一个焦点。
Do you love me more than these?It's the question, of course, that our Lord Jesus asked Peter by the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
当然，你爱我比这些更深吗？这个问题是我们的主对彼得在加利利海边所问的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something isolated in Scripture.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是在这个圣经里面一个单独的一个章节。
Of course, we know so well what the Lord says to Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2.
我们知道当主对以弗所教会在启示录里面所说的话。
Isn't it amazing? By our standards, the church of Ephesus, at that time, at the end of the first century, it should be almost the perfect church.
实际上从我们的观点来看，在第一世纪末期的以弗所教会，从好像已经是一个这个完美的教会。
There is so much that the Lord has of commendation, positive commendation to that church.
对于那个教会，实际上主应该有很多正面的赞许。
Labor, perseverance, sound doctrine, they can spot the false apostles, and they'll say, no. All of these things the Lord commands.
他们在边劳苦，他们在边忍耐，并且他们能够查验那些错误的教导，可是主说，不，这些都不算。
How many churches today will be up to that standard?
实际上，就着今天的教会，有多少教会能够达到量子的标准呢？
Perhaps few.
也许只有几个，少数几个。
And yet, the Lord says that there is something missing. And without that something, his heart will never be satisfied.
而主在那边说，有一些事情不在了，没有那个事的话呢，主的心永远没有办法得着满足。
The Lord says, I still have something against you. It is because you have left your first love.
主说，我有些事要反对你，因为你已经离弃了起初的爱。
And in our Lord's estimation, in His heart, this is something so serious that the Lord is saying, I'm going to remove your lampstand if you do not repent of this.
对主这件事情是何等样的重要，所以他甚至对以弗所的教会说，如果你不悔改的话，我要把你的灯台从你的原处挪去。
Brothers and sisters, this matter of loving the Lord with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our understanding,It is absolutely central. Without it, our Lord's heart is never satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们，我们向着主的爱，那个尽心尽性尽意来爱他。 如果没有这样子的爱的话，我们的主的心永远没有办法得着满足。
See, we all know how the Bible ends.
我们知道这个圣经是怎么作结的。
But I oftentimes feel, and I'm just talking of myself, that I kind of forget it.
有的时候我觉得，我单单说我自己，我觉得我可以好像可以把它忘记。
You know, the Bible ends with a wedding.
你知道这个圣经总结在一个婚宴上。
And of course, in a true wedding, the true essential ingredient is love between the bridegroom and the bride. Mutual love.
我们知道在一个真实的一个婚宴的里面，这个一个不可缺的最重要的元素，乃是这个新郎和新娘之间彼此相爱的这个爱。
Of course, the New Jerusalem represents God's purpose finally fulfilled.
我们当然知道这个新耶路撒冷乃是讲到神的完成的旨意。
And I'm sure that many of you can tell me about, can enunciate the God's purpose in a wonderful way.
我们很多人可以说到关于到神永远的旨意。
That Christ may be the center of all things gathered unto Christ.
基督要成为万有的中心，而且万有要在他里面同归于一。
And that expressed through a specific vessel, even the church, which is his body.
而这个要达成这个目的呢，乃是借着一个特别的器皿，就是教会。
But brothers and sisters, when we get at the end, the picture, the vision that we have at the end of Revelation is that of a wedding between the Lamb and his bride.
而当我们来到这一个启示录最后一章的时候，这边所让我们看见的图画却是一个婚宴，乃是羔羊和他的妻。
Of course, the purpose is fulfilled. See, the Lamb is the center of the universe. He's there in the city. And the city is also the bride, right? The picture mixes itself.
当然这个神的旨意在那时候已经成全了，在羔羊在那个时候已经是宇宙的中心，并且有新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷也就是那个妻。
But see, my point is that God is not interested of that, for that purpose to be simply fulfilled in some sort of mechanical way.
可是我这边感觉到这个神他并不因着他的旨意用一个机械的方式得到满足就心满意足。
Behind it all, he's looking for love. Love from the bride back to the Lamb.
而主神在这边所要得着的乃是那一个心腹向着那个羔羊的爱。
And that brings us to our last sign.
这就把我们带到了这个最后一个神迹。
Because it seems that the focal point of the sign points to that question. Peter, do you love me?
这个神迹里面把我们带到那个焦点，乃是在这个问题的上面。彼得，你爱我吗？
Of course, we know the story so well.
我们当然这是大家都很熟这个故事。
We know that Peter and probably all the disciples, they are somehow discouraged.
我们知道彼得，也许所有的门徒在那个时候，他们都有点丧气。
Our Lord already had died and risen. And they have met him, the risen Lord, a couple of times.
我们的主已经死了，并且从死里复活。实际上，他们也遇见了那复活的主几次。
Actually, John tells us this is the third time that the Lord manifested himself after his resurrection.
使徒约翰在这边告诉我们，这乃是主第三次的向他们显现。
But somehow, even though our Lord already appeared to Peter, he's very discouraged.
虽然主向他显现了，可是他里面却觉得非常的丧气。
And the other disciples obviously are sharing in that discouragement.
当然了，其他的门徒呢也一同分享这样子的丧气。
And Peter goes, I'm going fishing. I'm going back to fish.
彼得就在一边说，哦，我要去打鱼了，我要回我的老本行去了。
And he's a leader, natural leader. That's a good idea. Let's go.
他是一个领袖，他是一个天生的领袖，所以他说走，大家就跟着走。
Now is it interesting?
这是不是很有趣的事呢?
This is a man that had been a witness to every one of those signs. Not only these seven signs up to then, right? But all the rest of the signs that our Lord had performed, he had been an eyewitness of virtually all of them.
这是不是一件让人很压抑的事呢? 因为这是一个曾经见证过主所行的所有的神迹，不仅仅是在这之前的七个所记载的神迹，而是所有的神迹。
He had seen so much of the fullness of Christ in those signs.
他已经在那些的神迹的里面看见了这么多基督的丰满。
And yet, he's under discouragement.
而在这个时候呢，他却非常的气馁。
He had been called by the Lord, follow me and I'll make you fisher of men. And he abandoned the nets and followed after him.
主当初呼召他来跟从我，我就要使你得人如得鱼一般。他也在那个时候就放下了他的渔网来跟随主。
And now he's discouraged and somehow distracted and going back to something that the Lord already called him out of.
在那个时候他因为如此的丧气气馁，使得他又回到他当初主从里面把他叫出来的那个老本行里。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about your experience, but I can tell you about mine. I'm not different from Peter at all.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你的经历是什么，可是我从我自己来看我自己，我和彼得没有什么两样。
Even after seeing so much of his fullness, there is the capacity in me, and I believe in all of us, to somehow get distracted with something else, and even going back to something that our Lord already called us out of.
虽然我已经看过了主这么多的丰满，而在我里面有一项子的度量，我想这个度量在每个人里面都有，就是我们有一个这样的倾向，再回到我们这个原来的光景里，从这光景实际上主已经把我们呼召出来，而我们却失神又回去了。
I truly think that this is an issue, a matter that finds us all in different ways, but it finds us.
我觉得这是我们每个人都面对的一个问题。或者是每个人碰到的光景不一样，不过每个人都面对相同的问题。
Now I find wonderful that the turning point in all the story is that the Lord Jesus himself, he takes the initiative to reveal himself yet another time.
可是在对我来讲是极其大的鼓励，因为在每一这样子的事件的里面，总是我们的主他主动的能够来开启他的自己，而成为一个转捩点。
He knows they're discouraged, and he'll meet them where they are.
他知道他的门徒非常的气馁，而他就在他们所处的光景里面遇见了他们。
Isn't it true that that's how he deals with us, so graciously, so patiently, and time after time, when we are discouraged, when we are going back to something we shouldn't, he'll reveal himself once again.
弟兄姊妹们，这不就是主如此这样的对我们吗？虽然他是如此的有恩典，如此的有忍耐，一次又一次的，有的时候，很多时候，当我们回到我们不该回去的光景当中，而主就在那边再次向我们显现。
It's his initiative. We don't take the initiative in going back. Maybe we just turn a little bit, right? Two steps, and he'll reveal more of himself.
这乃是主他自己主动做这件事，不是我们主动，而我们所要的也许仅仅是转过来走一两小步，而主就将他自己更多的开启。
Such is our loving Lord.
这是一个何等样慈爱的主。
And then, when he reveals himself, he will ask again to us the question, Do you love me more than these?
当他再一次启示开启他自己的时候，他会问我们一个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？
It's quite interesting that some scholars in the Greek language, they will tell us that it's very hard for you to say exactly what the these here refers to.
这实际上很奇妙的，就是这些研读希腊文的这些学者，他说你很难把从这个原文里面很难分辨这些是到底是意味着什么？
Because you have some other disciples around, and it could, one of the meanings could be, do you love me more than this, than you love your brethren here?
因为在那个时候，彼得还和其他的门徒在一起，这些也有可能是指的其他的门徒，你爱我比爱你的弟兄们更多吗？
However, when we look at the story, it wouldn't make a lot of sense for the Lord to ask that particular question to Peter, if you love me more than these other disciples.
可是如果我们把整个事件读一遍的话，我们发现如果这样子解释的话就是不太合理的。
Remember, that question was asked right after that breakfast on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
我们记得这个问题乃是在他们在岸边用完早饭之后所问的。
And after our Lord had revealed himself in that wonderful sign through which they bring those 153 fish in the net.
而这一个问题乃是在当主显了这样的神迹，使得彼得他们能够拉网上岸，那得着捕获了153条大鱼。
So most likely, when they're sitting down there, if you just look to your left, there is a net there full of fish.
也许他们就在这边坐下，如果你把往这边看的话呢，你就看地上满了的大鱼。
And of course, for Peter, that has a very specific meaning.
当然对彼得而言，这是有一个特殊的意义。
That is his profession.
因为这是他的本行。
That was his career up to a point.
他是一直在这个行业里面到某一定的时间，到一定的地步。
And somehow after he was called by that wonderful Lord, and he already left his net, and he already saw so much of his fullness, but he still finds himself somehow distracted and entangled with those things.
这个本行实际上这个网呢，乃是他原先从事的行业，直到主呼召了他使得他能够从其中出来，可是不知如何他仍然和这个网这个纠缠在一块。
Oh, our gracious Lord.
我们恩典的主。
Patiently, he'll reveal again more of his fullness to bring that heart back to him.
在他的恩典中，他再一次开启他的自己，并且把那个心带到他的跟前。
And after revealing himself, and after offering them that breakfast, our Lord asks the question, do you love me more than these? Most likely, it's the these here referring to those, to the net, to the fish, to the things that refer that point to his profession.
在这个当主再次启示他的自己，并且在这边为他们预备早饭之后，主问了这个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？这些可能是指那个渔网，可能是指那个鱼，还有其他的一些的事情。
Again, brothers and sisters, I feel we are not different from Peter at all.
我觉得我们和彼得没有两样。
At least I am not.
最少我和他没有两样。
And oftentimes the Lord is going to ask us,
很多
Do you love me more than these?
很多时候主要问我们这个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Now, there is another thing in this story that to me is most precious.
在这个故事里面，有些事情对我来讲是最宝贵的。
See, before the Lord asked that question, he offers to those disciples a meal.
知道当主在问这个问题之前，他为这一个门徒们预备早饭。
And dear saints, especially when we sit like this morning around this table, whose host is no one else but the Lord Jesus himself. He offered us this morning also a meal.
今天早晨当我们和众弟兄姊妹一同坐在桌子跟前的时候，这一个桌子的主人不是别的，乃是我们的主的自己，他在那边为我们预备 早饭。
He'll never ask you that question, do you love me more than these? Before he offers you that wonderful meal.
在他为你预备早饭之前，他不会问你这个问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And through that meal, we are always reminded, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, yes, he was broken even for me.
当在主的筵席的跟前，每一个主日，一个主日过了一个主日，我们再次看见我们的主为我们身体裂开。
He gives us that bread, and that has to remind us, how does that bread come to be?
他将饼给我们，也许我们要问说，这个怎么会有这个饼呢？
For us to have bread, wheat was grinded, was crushed. That's how we get bread.
如果我们如何能够有饼呢？饼乃是那个麦子被磨碎而得着的。
Oh, our Lord is the grain of wheat that fell into the ground, that died. He was crushed for us.
我们的主就是那一粒麦子落在土里死了，他为我们在一边被压伤被磨碎。
And through this meal,He'll remind us yet again of that story of love.
在这个他我们所预备的，让我们再次被提醒他向着我们的爱。
Through that meal, there is some spiritual grace, spiritual energy, if I might put it in that way, that refreshes, that restores us.
在这个借着他我们预备的这一个食物，让我们再次得着这一个属灵的恩典，还有属灵的能力。
And then and only then he yes will ask you, do you love me more than these?
而唯有在我们在这之后他才会问我们，你爱我比这些更多吗？
Dear saints, I don't know what is the these in your personal life.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道这些事是指的是在你个人的生命里面指的是什么。
I know it what is in mine.
我知道在我的生命里面这些意味着什么。
And I find that our brother's answer to that question is so wonderful, precious and touching.
我觉得我们的弟兄的回复实在是如此的美好，如此的感动人。
Of course, we know that there are two different Greek words used in the word love in that story.
我们当然知道在这个故事的里面有两个不同希腊字用着都是翻成爱。
When the Lord asked the question the first two times, he's asking essentially Peter, do you love me with an absolute all-consuming love, if I can translate it that way.
这个主在一边第一前面两个问题他所用的这个字这个爱也许可以翻译成为彼得你爱我是用那一个绝对能够烧尽一切的那个爱吗？
And Peter answers with a different Greek word in the original. He says, yes, Lord, I have brotherly affection for you.
而彼得的回答他是用另外一个希腊字他这边讲说是的主我爱你不过我爱你是像爱弟兄一样的爱。
It is as if our Lord says, Peter, is your love for me in this high level? And Peter very honestly says, Lord, you know that my love for you is down here.
就好像当主问彼得说你爱我是不是到这样子的地步呢彼得却是一个非常诚实回答说我爱你只能爱到这么多。
Perhaps a couple of weeks before, if our Lord had asked him that question, he would jump all over and said, of course, Lord, my love is even higher than that.
也许在 几周之前当如果主问他这个问题的话彼得会马上就很有把握的回答说我爱你不仅仅爱你这么多也许比这更多。
But now, very simply and honestly, he just says, Lord, you know me very well.You know that my love for you, it goes so far.
可是彼得在这个时候他回答说主你知道我 你知道我比我是如此的知道我你知道我只能爱你到这样子的地步。
Oh, dear brothers, our Lord Jesus is so loving.
弟兄姊妹们我们的主是何等样的有慈爱。
He will never reject you. Even if you know that your love is not what it ought to be for him.
他永远不会拒绝你虽然他知道你向着他的爱没有达到他所期盼的。
See, we draw nigh to him a little bit, and he showers us with all his fullness.
当我们愿意靠着他的恩典靠近他的时候他就用他的丰满来充满我们。
And then our Lord adds, tend my lamb.
那 主就说你要牧养我的羊。
See, this is something very wonderful in this story.
你知道在这个事情的里面这是非常奇妙的事。
Because it comes to show that our Lord, in his heart and mind, to love him always is linked and related to loving one another and to serving in the house of God.
你知道吗当在这边讲到主向着他的爱总是与彼此相爱的爱连结并且与在他的家中服侍有关。
And somehow our Lord is expressing to his servant, Yes, I want you to serve me. Even if you come to me, even if your love is not what it ought to be, I'm receiving you. I want you to serve me. Tend my lamb. Feed my sheep.
主在这边对他的仆人说虽然你的爱够不到我所期望的可是我仍然要你来服侍我。所以你要牧养我的羊你要喂我的小羊。
Let me just say two things as we conclude this session.
让我再说两件事在我这个做总结之前。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we honestly consider this matter of our Lord asking us, do you love me more than these?
弟兄姊妹们如果我们真实的认真的思想这个问题当主问我们说你爱我比这些更深吗
?If you're like me,Perhaps you oftentimes feel that it's so hard for us to overcome certain loves. Perhaps it's my profession. Perhaps it's some activity or some relationship. Oftentimes we realize and too attached to those things.
很多时候我们必须要很诚实的，像我一样很诚实的承认，好像我们的爱向着一些的，像我向着我们的职业，向着在一些的关系里面的爱，还有一些其他事情的爱，好像更过于向着主的爱。
And then when we get to the very end of this gospel, I feel that there is a very important key to this whole matter.
可是当我们来到这一个福音书最后的时候，我们看见对这一件事情有一个非常重要的钥匙或者是重点。
Have you ever wondered why John ended the way he ends?
你有没有曾经稀奇为什么约翰是用这样子的方式为着这卷书做总结？
It says in verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, which he prayed if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written.
25节耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Can you see in these words, perhaps in a very poetic way, a description of how vast, how full your Lord and Savior is?
我们看这一节的话，如果也许从一个诗的角度来看，它里面是讲到我们的主是何样的浩大，何等样的丰满。
Oftentimes for us is a real struggle to let go something of the world, whatever it is that is getting in the way.
很多时候对我们来讲，要舍弃一些世上的事情，不管那是什么事情，好像都是很困难的。
The these, right? You love me more than these, is so hard for us sometimes to just let it go.
你爱我比这些更多吗？这些很多时候我们是很难让这些就舍弃这些。
And yet, the way our brother John is ending this, if our eyes are just open to see that our Lord, if you put the whole world in one side of the scale and him on the other, he say, the world is nothing. The world cannot contain him.
如果我们就如同这个我们的弟兄约翰这边所想的，我们如果能够看见我们的主，或者是我们把我们的主摆在天平的一边，把世界摆另外一边的话，我们看见这个世界不算什么，整个世界也没有办法容得下我们的主。
If we see him afresh, his fullness, his vastness, his love for us, how are we going to cling to those things?
如果我们再一次看见他的广大，他的丰满，他向着我们的爱，我们如何能够再去抓住其他的事物呢？
May the Lord open our eyes afresh to see him once again.
让愿主再一次开我们的眼睛，我们能够再来看见他。
And in doing so, I'm sure that the only answer from our hearts will be, Lord, even if we say, my love is not there, but there is a desire in Peter's heart.
如果我们真是这样子看见的话，我们就能够像彼得这么说，虽然我的爱达不到主的期望，可是我有这样子的心愿。
May the Lord continue to draw us unto more of himself.
愿主继续的吸引我们，能够更多得着他自己。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do thank you again for offering us this wonderful meal.
我们感谢主为我们预备这一个奇妙的筵席。
We thank you, Lord, because even though, Lord, we know just like our brother Peter, we know that our love is not what it ought to be. We thank you, Lord, for your love for us that will never let us go.
我们感谢主，因为我们就像那我们的弟兄彼得一般，我们的爱达不到你的标准，可是你在爱中却不撇弃我们。
So now we pray, Lord, would you help us, each one of us?
主，所以我们现在祷告，愿你来帮助我们，帮助我们每一个人。
Have transactions with each one of us.
在我们当中和我们有一些的交易。
If there is anything, Lord, that is getting in the way,
如果在我们当中有什么事情拦阻了你，
Lord, help us to say, our choice is to love you above anything else.
愿我们能够做这个选择，我们说我们爱主胜过这些。
Help us to see once again, Lord, your fullness, that you are greater than this whole world.
让我们再一次看见你的丰满，让我们看见你比这整个世界都要更多更大。
And in doing so, in seeing you in that way, that we may offer us afresh a living sacrifice for your glory.
因着这样子的看见，我们能够再次把我们自己献上当作活祭。
We ask in your most wonderful name.
我们是奉着你最奇妙宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.